Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome, family. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Nkosi Kongi Necher Mbakin Heru. And this is another episode of Forbidden Truths. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I want to talk a little bit here today, family, about the updates on 3i Atlas. I'm sure many of you are aware of our interstellar visitor, 3i Atlas, and I just wanted to make a few comments on the information that I have actually obtained through channeling and meditation. First of all, let's talk a little bit about what I like to call some of the hypocritical things that are being done out there by certain agencies. We will not name any names. But first of all, it's very, very important to understand that as far as visitors from different star systems and planets to this particular planet, that's nothing new. Interstellar visitors have been coming to this planet for thousands of years, including my galactic Sirian ancestors, who came here well over 250,000 years ago. And think also about our brothers and sisters in Mali. Their galactic ancestors came from Sirius B, the Nomo. So it's been happening for thousands of years. And as far as technology, you know, the truth of the matter is technology has been given to the various governments through extraterrestrial visitors, such as technology for improving things in modern medicine, space program, and military weapons such as stealth capability and so forth. Those are all technologies that were given. I know everyone always wants to talk about the Roswell incident that happened in the 1940s, and supposedly extraterrestrials survived and they gave information to the government, and in exchange there were some exchanges made where there was a certain amount of, how shall we say it, agreements that allowed the extraterrestrials to basically take samples of species here on this planet in exchange for technologies. So, yeah, that's been going on. But anyway, back to 3i Atlas. Astronomers, this is how the majority of the astronomers are saying, well, they're calling it a comet. No, it's a comet. That's what a lot of them are saying. It's a comet. But then they come back and say, but it just doesn't have the characteristics of a comet from what we know. Typically, some of the things they're saying is that a comet would have a tail facing away from the sun as it moves toward the sun. 3i Atlas does not have a tail like a comet. So that's the first thing that would rule that particular thing out. Now, it has an exhaust that is kind of coming out a little bit, moving out towards the sun. That is very unlikely of comet behavior. Do you want to look at the ratio of the metals around the coma of comets? And they have a mixture of iron and nickel and so forth, whereas 3I Atlas is primarily nickel. There's not hardly any iron in that coma at all. And and other type of alloys that you would not normally see in a regular comet. The other thing is, when it came into our solar system, it was on the ecliptic path of the planets. In other words, it came right into the solar system on the same level that all of the planets orbit around the sun. Typically, comets don't do that. They'll come in at an angle, like maybe a 45-degree angle, and they'll pass by a planet as it's dropping by that planet, heading kind of heading towards the sun itself. They don't normally come in on right on the level of the ecliptic of a planet, as if they're traveling from one planet directly to the other as they move. 3I Atlas is doing that. They're passing by the vehicle, and I'll say this later. The vehicle is passing by and passed by Mars. It's going to pass by, go behind the sun, of course, and it'll pass by Venus, and then, of course, by Jupiter on its way back out of the solar system. So these are things right there that is showing. And here's the other thing. There have been transmissions. Well, let me just tell you what I found out in the channeling and the transmission and deep meditation from my galactic ancestors. Excuse me. First of all, this is not a comet, as I had mentioned. It is an emissary. It's a vessel. The vessel is sentient also. It's made out of partly carbon and mineral. It has the ability to think and to respond. It comes from it's a Lyran vessel. Comes from the Vega constellation, sort of towards the center of the galaxy. But on board, not only do they have Lyrans, but they also have members of other high councils, such as the Pleiadians, the Sirians, Andromedans, and so forth, that's on that vessel as well. Now, you ask, so what is the purpose of the vessel coming into our solar system now? So what the vessel is doing, and that's why I'm not calling it a comet, it's not a comet. So the vessel's purpose is it's releasing light codes. First of all, it's gathering information as it passes by different planets, gathering more information on the planet itself, observing the planet's atmospheric conditions and so forth, just observing different things in our solar system. But the other thing is, it's releasing light codes. If many of you follow astrophysicists and geophysicists, one that I like to follow is Stefan Burns, geophysicist. And if you'll notice, the sun is doing some very interesting things. It's releasing a lot of additional coronal mass ejections all of a sudden. And it has been getting extremely hotter than usual, and releasing a lot of electromagnetic waves. So what is happening here is 3I Atlas is releasing light codes. And they're releasing it towards the sun, and then that sun is sending these light codes towards us on the planet. And it is upgrading our DNA on the planet. You know, the scientists like to call a high percentage of human DNA is junk DNA. Well, it's not junk DNA. Nothing created is junk. So what's happening now is 3I Atlas is releasing the light codes to upgrade our DNA. So many of us have already started getting ascension symptoms as the planet herself, as Mother Ta, Mother Gaia, has increased her frequency. Many of us have already been getting ascension frequencies, such as extremely tired, can't seem to get enough sleep, or extremely hyper. Like, I wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning and felt like I have been asleep 8 hours. You know, you may get a lot of unusual aches, unusual pains, body just vibrating. Like, my body sometimes vibrates. It feels like there's like 100,000 volts going through it. Then also, a lot of our telepathic powers, I know mine are increasing. And you have more vivid dreams, lucid dreams, visions. I know mine have increased. And I've actually been able to communicate more so with nature now through telekinesis with the animals and with the plants, the trees, and things like that. So those are things that our ancient ancestors were able to do. They never had to communicate vocally. They were able to do it telepathically. So these are the things that 3i Atlas is doing. The vessel has come into our solar system to help raise the consciousness and the collective of the Earth collective. And I'm going to just read some things here that I put down to summarize. Why is 3i Atlas here? What it is, why it's here, and so forth. So, Atlas is a living multidimensional intelligence. It's more than three-dimensional. It's a biophotonic intelligence, lattice, a crystalline lattice. Like I said, it's organic and mineral. And as I had said, it's a sentient cartography of evolution. It has a consciousness. It is designed to awaken higher navigation within the human race, higher consciousness, as I had mentioned. Now, there are three living pillars of Atlas that I was able to obtain here. First of all, it is intelligence. It has intelligence. And it is fusion of our heart, our mind, and soul into luminous awareness. So helping us to wake up our awareness. It has integrity. It's waking up the moral and energetic axis that keeps intention aligned with the greater good and the collective. And it has an interface. And this is the bridge through which stellar codes are translated into human understanding by sending those through the sun and so forth. And together, these pillars create a multidimensional map for divine trajectory to help us to raise our a divine consciousness trajectory. It is now 3i Atlas. It's a living interstellar guidance organism that's a light network. It's maintained by, as I mentioned, primarily the Lyran and Pleiadian councils as allied star civilizations. But they, like I said, there are other high councils on that vessel, such as the Sirians, the Andromedans, the Arcturians, and so forth. What it can do is it reads energetic weather, solar winds, planetary magnets, human emotion, and cosmic harmonics to calculate evolutionary pathways. 3i Atlas operates based on consent. The interface opens when inner authority aligns with universal law. Now, when I went into deep meditation, reaching out to 3i Atlas, and my galactic ancestors on board, I reached out in love and peace and harmony and gave them the authority, I guess you might say, to communicate with me if they felt so. And they did. Now, what it does is Atlas connects through frequency channels that's native to human beings so that we can hear it, such as intuition, deja vu, lucid dreaming, as I had mentioned, telepathic flashes and emotional resonance and subtle tones. Include, now we can do this by hydration with water, breath work, meditation. It's essential for clear guidance in receiving these light codes. Okay. Now, as I said before, Atlas operates through the planetary grids, through crystalline nodes and ley lines, transmitting the wisdom to individuals and activate key vortexes on the earth. I think that's about it for now. One interesting thing that I do want to point out that they told me on 3i Atlas, the crew was saying that they actually, you know, the scientists are saying that it's moving at something like, what, 160,000 kilometers per second or something like that, if I remember. Well, the crew to 3i Atlas did reveal to me that actually the vessel is moving at pretty much cruising speed. And what they did was they purposely slowed the vessel down and lowered their vibration so that our instruments and our scientists on this planet, with our limited technology, could actually see it and observe it. They purposely did that. And to let us know that they are here and we are going to be having full open contact very soon. In fact, a lot of us, I know myself, I've seen a couple of vessels about a month ago, have started to see these the various types of extraterrestrial vessels that are uncloaking. And so, yeah, there will be open contact very soon, more so. Well, there will be no excuse to be able to not see if you, you know, raise your conscious level, not see the vessels and so forth. So, but that's it in a nutshell. I just wanted to discuss that as the latest update on the vessel itself. It's not a comet. It's a sentient vessel, and it has a purpose. It's a good purpose. It's nothing scary, nothing malevolent about it. Bringing the ability to raise consciousness on the planet and to help. So with that, I will say to everyone, thank you again for listening in. Please feel free to share this podcast and other podcasts. You can find us on Amazon Music, Apple Music. You can find us on Spotify, Podcast Index, and Listen Notes, and all of the major podcast platforms. So that's it. And as I always say, you know, you want to have an open mind and to do your research and everything during this time. You know, all knowledge is being given to us, so let's reach out and let's get it. You know, let's get it, as they say. We don't want to act like an ostrich with our head stuck in the sand. It's not the time for that now. You'll get left behind in this new dispensation. We're moving into a new dispensation now. So again, family, as my ancient Kemetic ankcestors would say to you, Ankh, Uja, Seneb, and Hotep, I bid you life, prosperity, and health, and peace be unto you all. Until next time.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.